Welcome to the Vacationeers, Theme Parks, and More podcast. Join us as we discuss vacation planning, reporting, and reviews on vacations ranging from Disney and theme parks to cruising and beach getaways with everything in between. So grab your passport, a fast pass, and an umbrella drink because the show's about to begin. And now, without any further delay, here is your ghost host, Vacationeer Tom.
Welcome to episode 198 of the Vacationeers, Theme Parks, and More podcast. I am your host, Tom, joined alongside my panel of John Self. Are you ready to ride?
The correct answer is yes.
The answer is, what is yes, Alex?
Exactly.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct. This time we're riding all the way to New York City. That's right. Last October, we took a little trip to New York, and I'm going to tell you all about it. So stay tuned for that and a little bit of Orlando news as well. But first, let's do some housekeeping. I guess the first thing you should do before you do anything else, go to MainStreetFoodie.com. What's the status of the site, John?
I know that we were in the Slack meeting. We were discussing reaching minimal viable product level, and so something should be coming up pretty soon once I go through every single menu item again.
You know what you should do? Instead of having a Slack meeting, you should have a highly motivated meeting. Then maybe you guys get done quicker.
I'd like to formally apologize to your audience. I'm going to do a lot of apologizing to your audience today. I just didn't think it would be for you. So, I thought it would be for me.
Oh, come on. That's good. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, MainStreetFoodie.com. You can still go sign up for your email, right?
Yep.
And they'll tell you when the site is live. Very exciting. John's in the parks all the time for you. That's right. So
you mean I just raced back here from the park? Indeed. I've been there all day, actually. Because I unfortunately got a... I mean, unfortunately, in my sad world,
I know.
I pulled a Tron boarding group too, and you cannot show up late for Tron.
And everyone's crying.
So right? I had the Magic Kingdom open at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my!
You know what hard it is for a blogger to actually do anything that early?
Poor guy.
We type till 2 or 3 in the morning every night.
Yeah,
everyone. We have no life and no one loves us.
We should definitely feel sympathy for you, John.
You should.
After you write your condolences to John on MainStreetFoodie.com. Exactly. Go over to YouTube channel, Vacationers Podcast, because we are moving and grooving, and we're at 812 right now, I think, subs. We're getting there, everybody. We're getting so close, so please, 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 I beg you, go over. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. If you are subscribed, go tell a friend, a neighbor, a child, a mother, a father, a niece, a nephew.
For those of you wondering, if you're wondering if this is the sound of begging, that's the sound of begging.
Apparently. Yes, please, please,
so
please.
So take
please,
that for
please,
what it's worth.
I literally beg you, please, 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 let's get to 1,000. That would be so awesome. I would greatly appreciate that. But if you go there, you're going to find that every Wednesday that we do a live stream from Disney Park or Universal Park or possibly a SeaWorld Park, it doesn't matter, or Disney Springs, someplace, Disney Resort, we do live streams all the time. So go check that out. We also have Disney's Character Warehouse. Every month I go back to that outlet and I go through the Disney store to see what kind of deals there are. And of course, at the end, I give the Disney deal for the month. So make sure you check that out. And we cover SeaWorld, Universal Studios. We go places like New York, like this episode's about, San Antonio, cruising, Richmond, Pennsylvania, I don't know, wherever else we've been, Hawaii, we've been everywhere. So go, please, I beg you, again, go to the YouTube channel and subscribe. That would be the best. And of course, you go to Twitter, Vacationer Tom and Pastor John Self. Follow both of us. We're always on there tweeting away or Xing away or whatever you call it nowadays.
Just to clarify, I'm not always on there.
You do sleep a couple hours a day, but
yeah,
that's about all. Okay, I think that's it. John, do you have anything to add for the housekeeping segment?
I think you've bored the audience beyond belief with that, so I think we're good.
Wow. They love it, John.
They keep coming back for that?
They love this. Most people drop off right after housekeeping.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Forgive me, everyone. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, let's talk a little Orlando news, because a couple stories have come out recently. As of this recording, we're recording on March 26th. First, I guess we'll talk about Disney World. They have some summer stuff coming out, this summer.
That is the definition of summer, yes.
Yeah, so from June 10th to September 6th, if you're in the Animal Kingdom, they're doing a 30th anniversary of The Lion King. I don't really know what's going on. They have a popcorn bucket, but that's some other stuff going on, I guess.
We should probably expect them to do some upgrades to the Festival of the Lion King show.
Oh, I just live streamed
that. So some more characters floating around the park and interacting with everyone.
You think they're going to be on the barges too?
The flotillas, that does make sense.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Sorry, if you're wondering, we know this information, and if you've checked any blog on the planet, they were giving you this information, but they know just as little as we do about what's going to happen.
Indubitably. So, June 10th will be a busy day, because also on June 10th from September 6th is Epcot's Celebration or Celebration Encanto. This is a new show, stage show, that's going to be happening at their newly opened Communicore Plaza stage. John, you know anything about this show? Probably don't. Sounds good.
Why does this sound good, Tom?
I don't know. This is going to be music.
Good. By the way, this is where I'm at my second apology for this podcast. Oh. I've done, if it's not food, I have done no research or done no typing in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So if you'd like to know about theme park food, I'm up on that. Anything else, I barely know what I'm talking about. So take that for what it's worth. However.
Well, that makes two of us.
However, Encanto, as you're going to see a trend here, bookings and pre-ticket sales for this summer are low. In 2024, they've dropped consistently over the last couple of years for the summer. So if you needed to plan a trip, summer might not be as hideous as it was 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, as far as being busy.
Yes. Heat will be bad. Yes, I can't help you with that. Yeah. However, as someone who has left today has left Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, the two parks that feel the most crowded on a busy day, on the first time that I know of, the Genie Plus sold out for all four parks.
Wow.
First time it's ever happened, and I've just left that. So really hot and less people sounds awesome to me at this very moment. So I'm a little skewed at this moment. Having said that, Disney is trying everything they can in preparation to get more people to come, like they need to, but they've got a bottom line to reach just like you do with your budget at your house. Having said that, Encanto. That's a property that's popular. They're trying to do something with it. I'm not sure that Communicore Plaza will be completely 100% open at that point, but we can argue that with the Imagineers and Josh tomorrow another time. We know Encanto is, well, we have great reason to believe, based on tangible evidence and building permits that have been all across social media,
say what?
That there's going to be work done in the Dinoland USA area at Animal Kingdom. It's actually going to happen. The blue sky thing of, oh my goodness, you better go visit Dinoland because it's going to get taken down eventually because Josh keeps showing up at D22 telling us we're going to get Indiana Jones or Encanto or something. It sounds like we might actually be getting that. And this Encanto show is a trial balloon to see if that will work.
Did you say D22 on purpose?
I did not say D22 on purpose. Sorry, D23. So let me say this nicely. This will be my third apology for this podcast. So I'm doing well
so
far.
I thought you were joking.
No, I was not.
It's like a little jab at it. Like, oh, D22.
No, it wasn't. Sorry. I'm just tired of you telling me what's going to happen and nothing happens.
Yeah, so I tell you what, I will be disappointed about Dinosaur. I'll need to go back and ride. Are you going to ride Dinosaur before it closes, John?
Oh, you know, I hear in this housekeeping that you go to Pastor John Self and Pastor John, J-O-N, because H's are
O-H.
I believe I already, just like the permit princess told me to do, I already went to Dinosaur, rode Dinosaur, and said my byes to Dinosaur.
Wow, quick. So you're not doing it again.
If the permit princess tells me to go do something like that, I'm going to go do it.
Okay, well, there you go, everybody. I know I'll be there to ride it one last time.
I mean, you have plenty of time at the moment.
Yeah, I believe so.
They've just zoned the area to put up construction stuff to take a road to Dinoland.
Oh, and Encanto is, Don't Talk About Bruno. Go play that, and that's a good song.
Those of you wondering, that is Tom evaluating Disney music for you.
There you go. That and the rock song, You're Welcome. Those two songs back to back, forget about it. I'll be dancing in the streets.
I'd like to formally apologize to anyone who has to listen to this podcast right now. We know you love us, and we know we appreciate that you get all this information, but I'm sorry for Tom right now.
Don't feel sorry for me. But also, Disney Hollywood Studios on June 10th, there is no ending date, so we don't know when to expect it to close, probably over the summer. You can meet Joy from Inside Out, and Inside Out 2 will be in theaters on June 14th. So this is very fortuitous that she's going to be there to meet people right before the sequel comes out. So, yeah, there you go. That's something.
Just to clarify, we don't expect Joy to disappear from that spot for a while. She's been at Epcot in the Journey into Imagination Pavilion for quite a while. She's getting evicted the day before to move to Hollywood Studios.
Wow. Well, there you go. She's moving on up.
Yep, pretty much.
To the big time. And then the most, the one that I am actually interested in doing, even though it's going to be a complete nightmare, and the thought of it just, I can't stand it. May 24th to September 2nd at Disney Springs, a drone show is going to happen. Disney Dreams That Soar. I am very excited about this prospect. Disney Springs is always insanely busy, especially in the evenings. So, I mean, I know a drone show would not be good during a day, but oh my God, can you imagine how busy Disney Springs is going to be in the evenings before that drone show and directly after that drone show? Oh my God. It's going to be hideous.
I mean, just like it was in 2016 when they had a drone show during Christmas season.
Yeah, it's going
to be bad.
It's going to be bad, real bad.
But I know we are more than happy to poo-poo what theme parks do. We love theme parks. Let me remind you once again, this is Disney Springs.
Yeah.
You do not need a theme park ticket to see this drone show.
That is true. That is, it's very free, which means it's going to be very busy. Oh my God, It's going to be insane. But I will be there definitely opening weekend. I'm not sure what's May 24th.
This is going to be enjoyable. Watch this. Hopefully this gets left in the podcast Friday. While he discovers it's the Friday before Memorial Day.
Oh my God, that's going to be so busy. I'll have to see it that weekend, but is it every day or is it only on weekends?
I believe from the information you got from Disney Parks, it says every day.
It's every day, okay.
But I cannot confirm that because once again, I'd like to apologize. I have, it's not food. I've done no research.
Yes. Well, if it's during a day, during the week, maybe on that Tuesday or something. I don't know. It's still going to be busy, but yeah, I'm excited to see that. And I'll make sure I will have a YouTube video of the drone show. It will be lovely. And the last piece of news before we get to New York is Universal. Well, technically tomorrow they're making a huge, 28th. So in 2 days. Well,
by the time you listen to this, this will already be out.
In the past, yes. Universal's making an announcement. It's going to be about How to Train Your Dragon. Anything expected exciting about that, John? Or just
based on what we already have overseas at Universal Parks, we should expect to see some version of How to Train Your Dragon show, which is a magnificent show they do in the Asian parks. We know there's be the How to Train Your Dragon coaster. Once again, I've not done any research whatsoever about this. You get to enter the Isle of Burke. Based on the theming and the pictures you see from BioReconstruct and all the stuff that he's done, or they've done, this land should be amazing and should not be overlooked as an equal land in the upcoming Universal's Epic Universe.
This land is my land. This land is your land.
Once again, I'd like to apologize on behalf of all theme park media anywhere for Tom attempting to be funny. Okay.
That hurts. All right. Well, that is the latest and greatest Orlando news. So let's get right into New York. So back in October, in fact, Friday, October 13th, 2023 through Sunday, October 15th, 2023, we being Elena, Sophia, her daughter, and I, we went to New York to celebrate Sophia's birthday. So 16th birthday. I've never been to New York, even though I lived in Pennsylvania and Richmond, Virginia, and they're both very, it's not bad to get to. In fact, actually, I drove through New York. I drove on the George Washington Bridge to get to Cape Cod in Connecticut, but never actually stopped in New York. So this is my first time. And let me tell you something. Overall, spoiler, awesome. I want to go back. It is fantastic. I absolutely adore New York. It's just so good. John, have you been to New York? I'm assuming you have.
Yes, I've been to New York.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Okay. And the audience doesn't know, John, so.
I know. I realize that that's one of those things that we've discussed off camera 100 times, and I've said yes every time, and no one else knows that.
Yes, that's right. It's not because I didn't remember. It's because I was just trying to get it.
Sorry, my bad.
Up to speed, yeah. All right, so we flew up using Delta, so I didn't use a cheap airline.
Which, by the way, that's hard to believe with Tom.
And you want to hear something even harder to believe?
I believe it was a reasonable price.
The price per ticket, $117.80 a piece. So it was $353.40 round trip for three of us. you can't beat that price, especially for a real airline. That's, you get the snacks.
By the way,
you have entertainment.
Allegiant, JetBlue, Spirit, and Frontier would like to are on the phone. They want to chat with you about the knockabout about real airlines.
Good, yeah. Keep them on hold. That's where they belong. I fly them on the regular, and oh my god, it's night and day flying the two. I mean, just being as tall now, Elena and people who are short, they're at a very huge advantage to fly these other airlines. Though you don't get the snack, who cares? That's not a big deal. And you don't have the entertainment. But again, everyone has a cell phone now or a smartphone, so it doesn't matter. But really, it comes down to space in the seat. And those airlines, I mean, JetBlue is much better. But Allegiant, probably Frontier. I haven't flown Frontier in a while. I'll be flying it to Puerto Rico coming up, so we'll see. And Spirit, man, there is just no room. If I'm in the middle, forget about it. I'm done. Yeah, we flew Delta to LaGuardia. We flew in Thursday, October 12th. We left at 7:55 p.m., landed at 10:40 p.m., and then LaGuardia to MCO Sunday, October 15th, 8:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. So Sunday, though, we flew back, but we had the whole day Sunday to check things out. We stayed at an Airbnb. We spent three nights in Queens. Do you want to guess the average nightly rate, now not including cleaning fees or anything else, just the nightly rate listed on Airbnb?
Not a clue. I'm going to say $250 a night.
$113.67.
That scares me already.
$113.67 times three nights, so that's $341. There was a $75 cleaning fee and a $58.73 service fee for a grand total of $474.73. Now, upon returning home, we got a refund of $58.73. So we got a refund of the service fee. And I don't know if that was due to laws changing in New York, because I knew I had booked this and then laws changed in New York to try to reduce the Airbnbs. And I don't know if this is a part of that, if there's any factor whatsoever. I don't know why I got the service fee refunded back to me. I'm not begging. I'm not asking questions. At the end of the day, it was $416 to stay three nights in Queens, right next to LaGuardia. I mean, which proved to be a hindrance. wait till I tell you my transportation costs. The savings went there. So as far as transportation, I didn't rent a car. We used Uber, Lyft, and Subways. So my Lyft bill for those, was it 3 days, was for six rides, $271.27. Now, that was total with tips, everything. So there's no, I don't know what the tip ratio was. I know my first Lyft off from the airport, because I was so close to the airport, I could not get a ride. I'd get people to confirm, and it was like, I don't know, $8 or something, and then they would cancel. So it took us probably like 45 minutes before someone actually accepted our ride and actually decided to pick us up. And the guy was very nice, super wonderful. He got us to the place. The place was very confusing because I guess in Queens, they have addresses that have like a dash or weird symbols in them, which... So you have two addresses that are the same, essentially, which is the case for this house, where like the main house had an address and the same street address existed for another door that was like leading into like the basement area. And it was very confusing, but he helped us find it. He didn't just like drop us off and run away. He's like, he waited till we found our place. So I was greatly appreciative to him. So even though it was like an $8 fare, it was like, I think I tipped him, $10 or something. So I tipped him more than what he got. So it was very nice. $270 for Lyft, Uber, about $100 in Uber, and then Pego, which is the subway thing, was about $12. So about $100 a day, I guess, which I guess isn't awful, I suppose.
Probably not.
Yeah. So Friday, we got fresh and bright Friday morning, and we booked the ferry or the boat to go to the Statue of Liberty. Now, apparently, and John, maybe you can answer this, there are ways to get to the statue for free. Is that, like, there's ferries you can take that are free or something?
You were out of my area of knowledge.
Okay, I think there are.
Never had a lot of interest in going. I'm sorry, I'm a terrible person.
Wow. I think there are, but for me, I decided to book the boat. It was in the morning. course, we had to Uber there because I wasn't messing around with subways trying to figure out how to do that the first day of our New York experience. Never been in New York before. So it was $74.40, so about $25 a piece for the boat round trip to go out and back. When you got to the port or whatever, it was like going through airport security. And you get on the boat, and they take you out to the island. Now, the boat does have different souvenirs because they have a gift shop on the, obviously, there. But the gift shop on the boat has different stuff, and they have food. So if you wanted something on your way or on your way back, you could do that. We booked the pedestal reservation, which I believe those are free, but they're limited, so you run out, you're done. So we pre-booked that, of course. And before going in there, before you can go into the Statue of Liberty, they screen you again in no metal objects. It's like you're at Universal. Anything metal, you got to put in a locker. Now, the locker costs you a quarter. Now, we didn't have any change. We don't carry cash. No one has money. But luckily, the dude who was like at the security checkpoint had like a handful of quarters. He was giving them out. And then he was basically saying, pay it forward. Once you come out, give it to somebody else. So they realize it's an antiquated way of doing it. But you know, it was nice that they have some way, because otherwise, what are you going to do? You can't go in, because who has change? So we walked up all the steps to the pedestal. Thankfully, we didn't go the whole way to the top, because by the time we got to the pedestal, we're like, oh, yeah, that's a workout. And it was fine. In general, the statue itself is much shorter. Like, the pedestal is pretty tall, and she stands on the pedestal. So it's like having, like, you know, Michael J. Fox standing on a ladder saying, wow, he's really tall. Yeah, not really, because he's standing on top of something. And he's the first person I thought of as short, so. I guess you could say any other.
Sorry, by the way, in case you're missing this, I was speechless and had no response, so.
I was going to go Peter Dinklage, but I thought somehow that would be offensive somehow, so I went with Michael J. Fox. But, yeah, overall, they have a museum, which is cool. They have a gift shop. They have a cafeteria. The gift shop, you do get a 15% veteran discount, so make sure you pull out your veteran card when you go there. Food, however, zero discount. What do we get? I got a spicy chicken sandwich, and Elena got like a regular chicken sandwich, and we got that a lot throughout our stay up there. I don't know why it ended up different places. They all offered basically the same thing, and I always got the spicy chicken sandwich, but yeah, it was fun. And on the way back, so we had a 12 o'clock Museum of Ice Cream reservation. So
I'm sorry, what did you say? Did you say Museum of Ice Cream?
Yeah, so that's coming up, John.
Okay.
Very excited. So we didn't have time, so we got back on the ferry, and then the ferry stops at Ellis Island that you can get off there and check that out. Unfortunately, we had to get back to the mainland, so we go to our reservation. So we couldn't do Ellis Island, but it's part of the boat fare. So, yeah, next time. I'm not sure if I'd go to the Statue of Liberty again, actually, but if I did, I would stop it. I'd make time to make sure there's enough for Ellis Island. But yeah, super fun. There is a YouTube video of us going to the Statue of Liberty, so be sure to go to the YouTube channel, Vacationers Podcast, and watch it, and make sure you like it and subscribe to the channel. That would be divine. So we got back to mainland and headed over to the Museum of Ice Cream. John, have you ever experienced the Museum of Ice Cream?
I have no knowledge of the Museum of Ice Cream.
Oh, let me tell you. Now, the first thing you can do if you want to know about the Museum of Ice Cream, of course, go to the YouTube channel, because we have a YouTube video of us at the Museum of Ice Cream. So that would be lovely. And make sure you subscribe to the channel and like it, please. $132 for three tickets, $40.20 for taxes and fees, which brings you to about $172.20, which equates to $57.40 each. That seems cheaper than I recall. Who knows? I know I do keep good numbers, so I think I'm right. So this place, you go in, and there's a bunch of different rooms. And in each room, for the most part, they give you a sample of some type of ice cream. And there's other things you can do while you're in the rooms. There's rooms with games, like puzzles, slide. There's a slide one. There's a room that has cotton candy. There's a room that has a swimming pool full with plastic sprinkles. Now, John, as a child, did you have the fake hot dogs? They're the plastic hot dogs things.
I'm looking at you confused.
No, really? You didn't have fake food as a kid? Played restaurant or anything?
I did not, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm sure that I have siblings who did.
Hmm. Well, anyway, it's essentially those plastic hot dogs, but they're pink. And they're
can you help me with one detail here?
Yes, please.
Why at the Museum of Ice Cream do they have plastic hot dogs?
They're sprinkles, John.
Okay, well,
pay attention.
I'm just concerned why you keep referencing it as plastic hot dogs.
Because it is it's the exact same.
So any standard kids toy food.
If you grab a kid's toy plastic hot dog, they're hollow, and at the seam, they'll break open, and you can, like, squeeze them, and it's like, or make them into a mouth. It was that, but instead of brown, it was pink.
I think we now have discovered a lot about Tom's childhood. Okay.
Several. They were my friends. Leave them be.
No problem. You're
good. But they were pink to be sprinkles. So to me, they're just fake hot dogs, but yeah, okay, they're sprinkles. They're giant sprinkles, I guess, because they're huge. Yeah, it was super. It's a cool thing. It's probably an hour, maybe 2 hours if you're taking your time to go through the whole thing. So it's not like, there's not a lot going on. And though you do have unlimited ice cream, like you get a sample in one room and then you're like, oh yeah, let's go to the next room. Like you don't stay and keep going back and getting more of the same sample, or at least we didn't. Like I can't imagine normal people doing that, but you technically could. They do tell you not to go backwards as you move forward through the, not maze, but as you go through the Museum of Ice Cream, you're not supposed to go back. And this is their way of basically keeping people from being in there all day eating ice cream, I suspect. But you go through it one way and you go out. And, you know, not knowing what's coming up next, it keeps you from, like, maybe going back to get more because you don't know what's, you have no idea what's coming up. Like, how much more is there? Like, I don't know how many rooms there are. There's no telling while I was going through it. In fact, once we went down a slide and we were in another room eating soft serve and doing a little, you know, you cut out those cardboard things and you like you twist the paper to make it into a ice cream truck. I figured that was the end. So I figured going down the slide would indicate, oh, this is like the end of it. But then we went up steps and that's where the pool and the games were with the cotton candy. So yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to trying to figure out where the end of this thing is. So I will say that there was one section where they had a wheel that you spun and there was a fear thing. And for the fear, if you spun it, now you didn't have to do this, obviously, but if you wanted to, you know, play a game out of it, I guess, they had crickets that you could put on top of your ice cream. And Sophia, with not spinning the wheel, mind you, she chose crickets for her ice cream and she had like one or two bites. That's about it, but it was disgusting. I was like, what are you doing? Oh man, so bad, so bad. But yeah. Blah. John, would you eat?
How's that go again?
Blah. Would you eat ice cream with crickets on top?
On top, probably not. Crickets in ice cream and other things like that is not that unusual.
No. This is a would you like sprinkles or crickets? Like, yeah, no, I'm cool.
I would probably not go with the crickets, but yeah. It's not that unusual.
It was not great. But yeah, it was super fun. The walls, like some of the walls look like ice cream scoopers had scooped some of the wall up like it was ice cream. And there was, you could crawl down into a pit of sprinkle and you could look up in another mats. And yeah, it was very interesting. Yeah, it's not something that you would that you need to go do again. Once you experience it once, unless you're going with someone else who hasn't experienced it, you really don't need to. But I guess at $57, if that's the price point, it could be good, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it was super fun. Great. Like I said, go to the YouTube channel. Then we went to Times Square. Luckily, when you're in Times Square, it's going to make me sound bad, but they have a little area they have partitioned off where you can buy cocktails and sit and drink and you know, enjoy Times Square. Times Square is quite the sight to behold.
I'm going
to
enjoy this for just one second. Tom?
Yes?
We all know you.
Okay. Yeah. But it's marvelous. I would say the characters detract from it because it makes it more adversarial. You feel bad for people who don't get that, like these stupid fake Minnie Mouses or Mickey Mouses and Power Rangers and Hulk are going to take a picture with you and then basically try to force you to give them money.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is kind of just like, I don't want to see this go on. And it's amazing how people are just like, oh, okay. And just give them whatever they ask. Like,
right.
It's nothing. Like, wow. I guess maybe I should become a character because people don't really seem to, like, they don't put up a fight. You know, it's like, whatever. But
it's because people like characters.
But they're fake. Like,
whoa. I know.
They're not.
But people like characters.
They don't look good.
Because most people don't have the privilege to go to upscale theme parks like we do.
They are very comparable to the ones you're going to find outside the Bellagio in Vegas. Like, is that Mickey Mouse or is that Mighty Mouse? It's like a combination. The nose is pointy. Like, what's going on here? Yeah, no, it's not great. Yeah, the characters, I don't really care for them. And then they have the street performers. They're there and they're doing their thing. And, you know, they ask for tips in for their, yeah, that's cool. I mean, at least they're doing something. Like, they're jumping over eight people and you know, doing acrobatics. I mean, at least they're earning their money, quote unquote. But yeah, the characters, not so much. They had a Disney store. So we did, of course, we went to the Disney store, checked that out. The one thing I liked the best about the Disney store is they actually had New York specific merchandise, which I really, really, really thought was cool. They had like a Minnie Mouse dressed up as Statue of Liberty. So, yeah, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, so, that's a YouTube video as well. So go check out the YouTube channel and find that. As we were walking, we happened upon a Halloween Adventure store, which looked like a cool outside. So we went in that. And that, too, had a bunch of awesome Halloween decorations and costumes and animatronics. You can check that out. Of course, that's on the YouTube channel as well. So go check that one out. Man, that was a blast. Just from the size and the amount of stuff they did in that store, I have to imagine that's a year-round store. I don't think it was just there because we were there in October. I think that's always there. So it was really cool. Went to AFO Schwartz. Now, John,
sorry, since I said D22, I need to call you out on this one. What is it?
FAO Schwartz.
There you go. Okay.
What did I say?
I believe you said AFOM. When you do the editing later, we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see for sure. But yeah, FAO Schwartz. Of course, this is a different location than where they shot Big at the location, but still, it's still cool to go inside and see the piano for where they did where Tom Hanks did the chopsticks. Have you been to FAO Schwartz, or do you care at all, John? Are you a fan of the movie Big? I mean, it should be in your...
Not a huge fan of the movie Big. You know there used to be an FAO Schwartz at Point Orlando here.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's not the one...
For quite a long time.
That, you know, film.
It's not as cool as that one, of course. But yeah, that used to be a standard stop.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's a toy store, right? They have a bunch of stuff, and they have the people... Yeah,
before the company went bankrupt.
Yeah, well, yeah. I always thought it was Schwartz with a T until I went there. I'm like, there's no T in this.
Nope.
Very odd. We did not get anything there, but they had all kinds of cool stuff. Of course, I know you're tired of me saying it, but there is a YouTube video of this. So you can go to the YouTube channel and see us tour around FAO Schwartz. I know they had these weird food stuffed animals, or plush as they call them. Like, they were like broccoli and lettuce, and just they were really cool. And it was set up like it was a grocery store, so you go buy them, and the lady like packages them like you're going grocery shopping. Yeah, it's super cute, super cute. And of course, they have the candy and stuff you can buy. Yeah, blah blah blah. We stopped. We went to Jimmy Fallon. So we went to try to ride the ride. It's not there, John.
Really?
Yeah, we walked inside, like, oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. Universal, I'll give you props, because it's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I was inside there like, oh, yeah, they did a pretty good job by recreating this. Right next to it was Magnolia Bakery. I don't know if it's famous, but I got the, pumpkin pudding. Oh, my God, forget about it. Oh, my Lord.
Sorry, all you had to do was say pumpkin in front of something, and Tom's going to say yes. So good.
I know banana was a big thing. Tom thinks
pumpkin should be year-round.
It should be. Oh, my God. I'd be 9 million pounds if pumpkin was really... Well, do they have healthy pumpkin? Nothing I eat. It's always bad. Very bad for me. But banana pudding is a big thing up in New York. Is that a thing, John? That's a food thing. You should know that.
I'm not familiar with banana pudding being a big thing in New York. It may have been in the places you went to visit.
Yeah, it seemed like that was a thing. Like, oh... Get your banana pudding. Like, okay. I mean, I love banana pudding. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. And that was about it for that first day, I believe. Yes. Yeah. So then we Ubered back, or, you know, timeshared. Yeah, timeshared. Rideshared back to the place. As far as the Airbnb, nothing phenomenal. Like I said, you had to step down to get to it. So it was kind of hard to find at like 11 o'clock at night. And, it was fine. It had low ceilings because, like, you're like in the basement area. You know what I mean? It had a one bedroom that was really small, which I didn't even take because there's no windows. I felt like I'd be claustrophobic in it. So we let Sophia have that. Then we stayed in the bed. I think it was a bed. I don't think it was a couch. I think it was an actual bed in the living room that had a big TV and had a kitchen. So yeah, I mean, it was fine. For me, for that price point, you can't, you can't beat it. So then the next day on Saturday, we got up, we had brunch at the Pershing Square. John, my French toast was $22.
Mm-hmm.
Elena got the steak and eggs, of course, for $26. So honestly, I would suspect steak and eggs would cost a lot more than French toast, but it's only $4 difference.
There you go.
Very odd. Very nice place. I mean, it's very beautiful. I think it was right across from, what's the main subway station?
I don't know where you're going with this. It sounds like you're setting me up for a trick to say Grand Central Station.
Grand Central, yes. I think it's real close to Grand Central Station. So we went over there, walked. Oh, my God. Grand Central Station is no joke. That thing is ginormous. It's like a mall in there, too. It's like all kinds of places.
You mean like real northeast train stations?
Yeah, and it's like you could walk out of one exit, or you'll be like 9 blocks down the road. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Yeah, Grand Central Station, if you've never been there, it's amazing, and all the subway lines that go up to it. And I guess I should talk about the subway. We used, like I said, the payload. You used your phone to scan in. It was fine. It was a little confusing. I'm not the greatest with subways. I know in the past at different locations, I always ask for help, and this was no different. I had to ask, like, okay, this is the way to go, and this is the way to go. But all in all, it was fine. It wasn't like we used it on off-peak times, so we could always sit down, and it was like it never seemed to be that far off. Hours never got delayed. It seemed to be pretty much on time. Now, we didn't use it often. We didn't use it a lot. We only used it like maybe 2 trips. So maybe that's probably part of the reason. But yeah, all in all, not too bad. So yeah, we had the brunch at Pershing Square. Then we had a One Summit Vanderbilt reservation. John, do you know about One Summit Vanderbilt?
I'm familiar with it.
It's a huge building they built. And it's new. It's
just to clarify, this huge building in New York, in the actual New York City, not in the farmland of New York. Okay.
Yeah, in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 2021 or something. I mean, it's super new. Tickets were $206.86 for three, $19.86 in taxes and fees. So there you go. The adult ticket was $48. So that times three, of course. We got, never mind. So that $206 has a combination of things. I'm sorry. So the $206.86 is a combination of three adult Summit tickets that were $48 a piece, two specialty cocktails that you buy in advance and you save a couple dollars in doing so. So two of those for $14 a piece and one Summit digital photo. That was $15. So you get the digital photos. I think if you go watch the Summit One Vanderbilt YouTube video, of course there is one, you'll see the opening. There's some photos. I think I have photos mixed in, but yeah, you get a handful of photos. I think the $15 is worth the investment, especially if you're spending, you know, $50 a person to get into the thing. You might as well have some cool photos to go with it. The interesting thing about this place is you go up to the very top of this very tall building, and there's multiple floors, and they have mirrors and clear like glass that you can look down. And they have reflections everywhere. So it's really cool. And they have floor-to-ceiling windows. So you go up to the edge and you look down. Now, unfortunately, it was very foggy the day that we were there. So we didn't have great line of sight. The one thing I do want to say, though, John, that in pre-purchasing the tickets, you go to their website. They are very clear when they say, hey, yeah, there's a lot of reflective materials you're going to be walking around. Please refrain from like wearing skirts or anything that's going to be revealing from reflections.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ton of people in skirts, as if they went online, saw the word skirt and thought, oh, they want you to wear a skirt. I don't get it. It was very odd. Like, I don't know. I realized people wear skirts as much as they did. Like, I'd never even paid attention until I got there. I'm like, oh my Lord, what are these people doing? Did they read the website? I don't know. But anyway. Yeah, it was very fun. Like I said, you get different photo opportunities. Of course, they have a gift shop, and then you go at the very end. They have an outdoor bar, but because it was rainy, it wasn't open. But the indoor bar, we got I think we spent another $15-16 on snacks, like different food. You can go to the YouTube channel, of course, Vacationers Podcast, and check that out. And make sure you like and subscribe while you're there. Of course, throughout the trip, we went to varying places to get pizza, and it was all yummy, yummy, yummy. I think we went to a $1.99 pizza place, and we went to a restaurant, like sit-down place. Well, a couple of those, actually. Yeah, very good. I do like the New York pizza, just like Mama used to make. But yeah. So
just like Mama used to make in Pennsylvania?
Just like in Pennsylvania.
Okay, just want to be clear here.
Northeast.
Mr. Boardwalk Pizza.
I love me some Boardwalk. We should go right now, man. We should go.
Boardwalk Pizza.
So good. All right. And then that evening, now, I did this to appease the people I was with because I have no idea who Alejandro Fernandez is, but apparently he's the son of another Alejandro Fernandez. He's like, I guess, is the junior. He was at the theater at Madison Square Garden, which I didn't realize Madison Square Garden had a separate building that was a theater, like a smaller venue, but still large, where they do concerts. I guess smaller concerts. Tickets were $306.90 total. That's with all your, you know, your Ticketmaster this and blah 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 and blah blah blah. So when I saw that price, I'm like, wow, that was more than I remembered. But I remember thinking it was well under $100 for these tickets. But as soon as you add on all the stupid fees from Ticketmaster and this and that and the other, it became over $100 very quickly. So the concert was okay. So let me start out with, this is Saturday evening that we're going to this. Our Airbnb is close to LaGuardia, nowhere near downtown Manhattan or wherever this is, you know, the main island or whatever you want to call it. So I had my GoPro because I was recording stuff all day, including, you know, the Times Square and Summer One Vanderbilt. So I go through security to get into the concert venue, and security sees the GoPro and says, you can't bring that into the venue. Now, there is nothing I can do with it at this point. I can't Uber back and come back because A, that would cost an exorbitant amount of money. B, there's not time to do it. So I couldn't do that. They said, well, maybe there's lockers. Like, go to the subway. I went to the subway. No lockers to be found. I couldn't find any place to rent a locker to store my GoPro. So my option was to not go to the concert, which basically I was telling Elena, like, you guys go to the concert. I'll hang out here outside. I don't know who this guy is anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, it's literally my brand new GoPro that I just got with all my stuff. So I was like, there's no way I'm giving this up. Now, the ironic thing with the GoPro, John, I don't know how often or how familiar you are with GoPros, but there is not a phone in that arena that would not take superior video over my GoPro. GoPros in low light are notoriously bad. They're far away too. So they're not even like you can zoom in. They're even further away from where your distance is. It would be awful. Like any person in that place with their phone would get better video than me with my GoPro. And they're like, no. So then Elena was like, give it to me. I'll go through security with it. We'll be fine. Like, all right. So then Sophie and I went through. Of course, Elena goes up to security, you know, does her, goes right through, no problem. Ridiculous. Ridiculous, I say. But I was very happy about it because otherwise, you know, I wasn't going to leave it in a bush or something. What was I going to do with it? Oh, man. For a good half hour, I was like really like just angry. Like, oh, my Lord, what am I going to do with this stupid GoPro? I can't, there's nowhere I can store it. I can't just leave it somewhere. Oh, my God. I was so mad. But the concert was fine. Of course, I didn't know any of the music. I didn't know what the guy was saying from 99% of the time. Unless he said cortisone. Oh, hey, there's a heart. And but let me tell you something. The people, they knew. They were singing right along with them. I swear to God, John, there was a guy next to us. He had his phone up. Of course, he had it held up vertical the entire concert. He had it in front of his face. So he never actually saw Alejandro in real life. Because he is looking through him on the phone. And he yelled, it could be argued he was trying to sing, but I argue not so much, into the phone the entire concert. So not only did he have he didn't see the concert with his own eyes, the video he had was most assuredly had his versions of the songs, which were not good, on this is what he recorded. Like, he totally screwed up. Like, even if he wanted to rewatch that video, maybe he would appreciate it. But no one else in the world, like, oh, let me see. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You're squawking all over the video. We can't even hear him because you're on. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I was like, I watched the whole video. Like, what? Or I watched the whole concert. He was next. I was like, oh, my God. This guy can put his phone down? Not a second. Not a second. I guarantee you that video is still better than if I would have pulled out my GoPro. That video would still be better. But I digress. Yeah. So, yeah, that was fine. It was something to go to the venue. Check it out, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was that. Then we went back. You know what we did? I had the smart idea, which seemed smart at the time, to walk towards, like, the bridges that we have to go over to go to our Airbnb. Because I figured, you know, it's a nice night in New York. Let's walk many blocks. Because then our Uber or our our rideshare will be cheaper. It was not, John. It didn't work that way in that all. In fact, if I would have gotten an Uber right after getting out of the concert, it would have been cheaper than when we walked like 10 blocks. And actually, we walked a lot further because then we walked along the water and then there was no place to get back to the road. So then we had to backtrack. Yeah, the ladies weren't too happy. I still argue it was still a good experience to walk through New York at night. But yeah, I didn't save a penny. In fact, I spent more by the time I ended up getting a damn timeshare or rideshare. So I digress. So yeah, just because you walk closer to where you're going doesn't necessarily mean that your ride's going to be cheaper.
Sorry. Someone who rideshares on a regular basis is just rolling his eyes listening to this.
Yeah.
That's why you check before you go what the shorter distance is. And you move to that to get the shorter, cheaper price. It's a plan.
If you
can.
I don't have the skills.
I know.
So
it's called an app.
Wow, an app. So Sunday morning we get up and now we have to check out because we're checking out Sunday. But our flight doesn't happen until 8:30 at night. So we plan on going back to Manhattan and doing more touring. Even though we had nothing really booked, I wanted to go to Central Park to check it out because I've never been. So I found that there was a thing called Bounce, and this is luggage storage. So down the street from our Airbnb, it was a place, right? I mean, it was literally, you could see the airport from where this place is. It's a little like bakery, and it was part of the Bounce luggage storage system. So for $34.20, we took all of our carry-ons and we gave them to this bakery that threw them down in the basement of their bakery someplace. I'm not sure how it works. I'm not sure how secure it is. It seemed kind of suspect when we did it, but I had no other option at that point. So we dropped them off at this bakery. Then we took a rideshare back to Manhattan, to Central Park to be precise, and we spent the day. And then that evening we went back to the bakery, picked up our luggage without a flaw, and went to the airport. So it worked. And for $35, I'm not sure how the pricing broke down. I'm sure it was per bag. I mean, it was better than carrying luggage with you all day in New York, right? So that's what we did. We went to Central Park, did the horse-drawn carriage. There's two loops you could get. One was $89. One was $140. I negotiated with the guy the $141 to $120. And the $120 was only $120 because we paid cash. If we would have paid by card, there's a $10 service fee associated with that. So at the end of the day, I probably saved 10 bucks maybe, but it was fine. Really cool going through Central Park. We wouldn't have seen nearly as much or known nearly as much without that tour. And Central Park is absolutely amazing. I know, I don't know if I've ever asked you this before, John, but I'm asking you now. Have you been to Central Park?
Yes, I have been to Central Park.
It is remarkable. Hmm? It is like an oasis.
It's like a real park.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is. They have big rocks for the kids to climb up. They have playgrounds. They have the area where, well, they had a pickleball tournament going on at the time. So we went down.
Sorry, hold on. They had a baby tennis tournament?
That's right.
Okay.
First time.
For those of you unaware, that's what we call it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that pickleball exists. It is a good lifetime sport.
Yes,
it's glad to hear. Okay.
And they're actually, they were moving. So that was what, October 13th, 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 14th, 15th. That following weekend, they were starting the ice skating. So super early in the year, they start the ice skating. But man, I'd love to do ice skating at Central Park. That'd be cool.
you know, it sometimes snows in New York in October, right?
I suppose, but man.
You suppose?
I reckon. But yeah, that was super awesome. Went to the gift shop, of course. Did the carousel, the old, old carousel. John, have you ridden the carousel? I feel like I got you on this
one. I'm going to enjoy this.
You have?
No.
Yeah, boy. Well, I did. In fact, there's a YouTube channel. there's a YouTube video of our Central Park day, which includes the horseback carriage, the gift shop, and the carousel, which they decorated for Halloween, which was absolutely lovely. I was very happy they had stuff around the inside of it. One ride was $3.50, so $3.50 for one ride. But if you wanted 15 rides, you go for $45, which equates to only $3 per ride. I'm not sure. I guess if you had a big family of five, go three times. I guess that makes sense. I'm not sure why you'd want that, but very odd. Yeah, super fun. We saw, what else was there? There's a ton of stuff at Central Park. Central Park, I could have spent a day there. I mean, I was willing to just stay there and just eat at the food trucks and just chill at Central Park. It was such, like, you're in the city of downtown New York, just buildings and concrete everywhere, and you go in, and you're like, you're in this beautiful park, and it's, I don't know what it spans. In the horse-drawn carriage, the guy says how big it is, but it's remarkable. And people are just running around, and they're on bicycles, and oh, my Lord. It's just, it's fantastic. It's a great place to be. But,
okay, I don't know about all of you, but here's what I heard, two things.
Yep.
One, Tom is amazed that Central Park is really Central Park, and so it's a wonderful place during the day.
It's huge.
Two, I am so glad to hear that you listen to other people just as well as you listen to me, because you have no idea what the horse carriage guy told you how big the place was. Okay.
Yeah. He said it, but yeah.
Good.
Know,
that's
like,
fine.
Like, I'm going to remember like 3 by 8 mile or whatever.
You're going to remember because you're so fascinated by Central Park. I'm just letting you know what I heard.
Big fan. And they have bathrooms, so you don't have to worry about that. So that's cool. Then we went to Broadnosh Bagels, which is a bagel place. I couldn't leave New York without getting bagels.
That's fair.
So I think it was like this is about $40. Now, the interesting thing about this place was as we were eating.
Okay, just to clarify, you didn't pay $40 just for bagels. You paid $40 for bagel sandwiches and stuff like that.
Okay, they were bagel sandwiches, yes.
Okay, just want to clarify. Okay. Yeah. For those of you who are bagel connoisseurs, I just wanted that to be clear.
Okay, fair enough. The interesting thing was the owner of the place came up, and he actually told me somebody was just in there, a celebrity, and I don't remember who it was now. But anyway. He was talking us up, you know, he's a chatty guy. And he gave us a free French toast bagel to try. It was their brand new bagel that they were making. Very good. And yeah, it was nice. Broadnosh Bagels. Very good. So then we're walking, and I don't know what time it was. It was early afternoon. We had the 8:30 flight. We're walking through Times Square, Broadway. And the one thing I wanted to do was to go see a Broadway show while up there. But there's just really a lot of time to fit it in. And Broadway is not a cheap thing. So for everything else that we were doing, including that Alejandro concert, you know, I wasn't willing to commit to getting a Broadway show, especially since I didn't know if Elena and Sophia would appreciate it or even like it. So, and I don't know if they would have wanted to go see the shows I wanted to go see. In particularly, I wanted to see the Back to the Future Broadway show. That would have been super cool, right? So I'm walking. Sunday afternoon, we got no plans. We did Central Park. We just had some bagels. We're feeling good. And I see the Back to the Future Broadway show, and people were lining, like going through the thing and going in. They're filtering into the show. So a show was soon to begin. So I said, you know what? Let's just go see like what the ticket prices are day of while it's going on. And unfortunately, for everyone listening, I went back and checked my credit card. I can't find where I bought these tickets. So I don't know if I paid cash for them or how I paid for these tickets, but I don't have a record of what I paid. I'm sure they were probably about, I'm guessing, slightly over $100 a ticket, I'm thinking.
It's going to depend on where you sat.
We saw off to the side a little bit. I think technically it may have been, quote unquote, a partial view. But it was to the price point. Now, again, I'm in the box office. The show's about to begin. I'm in New York. Me sitting at my computer, you know, 8,000 or 1,000 miles away, I probably wouldn't have bought the ticket. But being there at the time, like, oh, man, all I do is give this guy some money and we can go in and see the show right now. So I did. I pulled the trigger. I was like, we're going to see Back to the Future. So, yeah, we went in. We sat down. The ladies loved it. Elena and Sophia absolutely loved the show. I went during one of the intermissions and got the – I wanted to get two cocktails, right? So, John, I brought this out to show you. The cocktail, the out-of-time cocktail in souvenir cup. John, please, inspect the souvenir cup. Tell me your thoughts of this wonderful souvenir cup.
This wonderful souvenir cup?
Could it be the cheapest,
I was trying not to be souvenir cup ever? As a bourgeoisie food blogger, and yes, video portions of audio podcasts are fabulous, but this is a solid plastic cup. It's
looks like it goes through the dishwasher once all the ink's going to be
off. I think it might go through twice.
Okay. I'm telling you, Epcot.
This looks more sturdy than the current Mardi Gras freestyle cups at Universal Orlando.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was about to say, Epcot gives away disposable stuff in their food booths.
In fairness, they're about the same.
Okay. All right.
Not anything impressive. However, for those of you, once again, video portions of audio podcasts are great. It obviously, it's got some Back to the Future logo and then, of course, marketing stuff on the back.
This cup, which I'd say 12 ounces. I mean, it's not a big cup either.
Maybe 12.
This cocktail cost $35. Mm-hmm. Now, with souvenir cup. But this is the souvenir cup. This is what, when you're done, this is what you have left. This cheapo cup that's just complete. Like, give me a break. Like, I'll never use this, and
just to clarify.
Yes.
You still have it.
You should see the shit I have.
We are recording. I know that, but I'm trying to convey to the audience that 6 months later.
It's going nowhere.
You still have that.
It's going back up in my drawer. In fairness,
Tom does have some issues with having lots of useless stuff.
Yes, that's why I don't get into popcorn buckets. I know me.
Well.
They're too big. I can't handle it. It's too much. But, yeah. So I got the out-of-time cocktail. I was going to get both, and I thought, what, $35 each? I'm not spending $70 for two cocktails. Yes.
I need a clarification, and I'm judging you if the answer is no, and I think it is.
Oh, good. Okay.
Have you been to Universal's Great Movie Escape?
I have not.
Universal Orlando?
I have not.
Have you not even been to the bar there?
I have not.
The bar that serves Back to the Future-themed beverages.
I need to go.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do it.
I can assure you. I've been there.
Well, no,
10 times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's do a video or something.
Well, that sounds fine, but I'm just asking, you know.
Yeah. It's I need to go for sure.
But I can assure you, the beverage will not cost you $34. You will not get a collectible mug, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Too bad. But the show. So here's the other nuance about the Broadway show was fantastic, absolutely wonderful. I highly suggest going and seeing it. Super fun. It's very close to the movie, but they do make some changes. So, which were interesting. And at some point, some of the props were failing, and Marty and Doc were going off script and just ad-libbing. And oh my Lord, it's probably some of the funniest moments of the entire show. It was very, very good. So yeah, they're professional. Don't try it at home. But the problem with the show was that because it was early afternoon and I had 8:30 flight and we were far away from the airport, and we, you know, you have to check in and, you know, do the screening, da da da. I was up against it. Like, when this show ended, like, they literally came out to do their standing ovation and, you know, do their bowing. We were gone. We're like, all right, we got to go because there was no time to be had to be playing around at that point. So then we got out, got an Uber, and of course, you're in Times Square. I don't even know how, like, cars can they even get, like, you have to go to a place where cars can even go to get to you. And yeah, it was a little chaotic there because of that, but man, it was so much fun. It was so good. Yeah. I highly recommend Back to the Future musical if you're, you know, in New York. Super, super fun. So
how much fun?
Super fun.
Okay. And just clarifying.
I got the, like I said, the out of time cocktail. I believe technically it was a double. I think they only made doubles.
Okay.
So that makes $35 a little bit more, you know, easier to swallow, maybe a little harder to swallow if it's a double, but, the other one, which I didn't get, is the 88 miles per hour cocktail. So, mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm sure because this one doesn't say out of time. This is just Back to the Future, the musical, the cup. I'm assuming it's the same cup. So there you go. All right. Yeah. Then we got back to the airport and we jumped on a plane flew back, like I said, it was like 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night back to Orlando. And it was an awesome weekend. Like, New York was so much more than I thought it could be. Like, Times Square was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And I knew Times Square would be like kind of awe, like, ooh, look at all these two big buildings with these big screens. But honestly, Central Park, I would go back to New York and just hang out in Central Park. Like, that would be enough for me. The funny thing is, when I went on my cruise in February, when I went on that cruise with Joanna.
He's looking at me like I know when he went on his cruise. Mm. This is what happens.
But you drove me to the airport, I believe.
Wow. So, I've driven you to the airport many
that's
times.
True, that's true. That's valid. Anyway, when I went on the cruise, Elena went back to New York with her family. And it was snow. She was bundled up. It was so funny. She sent me pictures. I was on the cruise ship in shorts and a t-shirt having cocktails, and she's bundled up in the streets of New York walking with snow. So, I don't envy that. But I wouldn't mind going back, like going to Central Park with a like light dusting of snow and like walking around. Oh, man, that'd be so good. So good. Some ice skating. Yeah, New York was so much fun. I'll definitely go back 100%. And all in all, I mean, price-wise, I mean, I guess you go back and add up everything I did, but flights, and again, this is for three people. So let's say for one, you had, $120 for a flight. Then you had almost $400 for staying there and a couple, like, $300, well, $400 for Uber and stuff. It was probably a bit more than what it needed to be. When going back next time, I will stay closer to Manhattan. I will spend the extra money per night for a room because that's going to offset by my Uber rides, right? Because first time being there, I found a good price, was near the airport. I figured that's a pretty safe bet. And, I'm not complaining, but we were pretty far from every day we got up to go somewhere. We had a pretty good Uber ride to get to being dropped off. And then we could walk around and take the subways and stuff. So it was we're a little further away out than what I would want to be, but all in all, very, very good. I mean, yeah, super fun. John, do you have any questions at all about anything about
New York? I have lots of questions. Oh, you mean about this New York trip? No, I have lots of questions in life.
Yes. No.
I believe what I learned during this podcast
was
if I needed to know about this, I can go to Vacationers Podcast More YouTube channel.
Yes.
And I can find all this information. I can see if what you just told me in this podcast is actually true.
It's true. Yes, everything is on the YouTube channel. You can go and see us do at the Museum of Ice Cream, Statue of Liberty, Times Square. Not really, though, actually. I don't think I have anything Times Square specific, but Summit One Vanderbilt, Central Park. I'm not sure if there's anything else. Maybe that's about it, but yeah, that's still a lot of stuff. Yeah, super, super good time. All right, well, I guess that will be the end of this episode. So I'd like to thank my panel for joining me. And until we stream again, remember, where we're going, we don't need roads. And keep making memories.
But where we're going, you still need to eat. So as always, eat like you mean it.
Beautiful.
Thanks for listening to the Vacationers, Theme Parks, and More podcast. The show can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Please subscribe and give us a review if you like the show. Visit our website at www.vacationerspodcast.com. For additional content, subscribe on YouTube and Twitter at Vacationers Podcast. Please like our Facebook page, Vacationers, Theme Parks, and More Podcast. Send questions, comments, or if you'd like to be on a future episode to discuss planning or reviewing of a vacation, please email the show at vacationerspodcast@gmail.com. This has been a Vacationers, Theme Parks, and More production.
For Vacationers, Theme Parks, and More, I'm someone who knows Neil Patrick Harris. Peace out, suckers.